This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Friday, 19th June 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a bright and sunny day across Israel. Tel Aviv is enjoying warm temperatures, perfect for a stroll by the beach. In Jerusalem, it's a pleasant day with clear skies and a gentle breeze. Here are today's headlines. First, JNS reports that a year after the Iranian missile strike, Soroka Medical Center in southern Israel is rebuilding to become larger, safer, and more innovative, aiming to serve over 1 million Negev residents. Also, the Jerusalem Post reveals that former Navy commander, Maj. General Eliezer Merom, warns of potential escalation between Israel and Iran due to new diplomatic agreements. Also this hour, Ynet reports Vice President Vance has delayed his trip to Switzerland to lead new U.S.-Iran nuclear talks due to logistical difficulties. Separately, according to Forward, J.D. Vance cautions the Israeli cabinet against criticizing the U.S., emphasizing their reliance on America as a powerful ally. And finally, Axios reports that Vance has warned Israel not to oppose President Trump on the Iran deal, urging Israeli leaders to face reality. Here's what people are saying online. Asher Fredman, a political analyst, posted just minutes ago that differences between Israel and the U.S. over the MOU are due to varying threat perceptions and priorities. I24N, EWS English reports earlier today that the Republican Jewish Coalition praised Trump's strategy on Iran, but remains skeptical about the final agreement. Al Arabiya English shared that Dani Citrinovich, a former Israeli Defense Intelligence representative, argues that Iran has emerged stronger from recent conflicts than anticipated. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with Soroka Medical Center, JNS reports that following the devastating missile attack last year, the center is not just rebuilding, but transforming into a state-of-the-art facility. This expansion is expected to greatly enhance healthcare services for the Negev's population. This development marks a significant step forward in regional medical capabilities. Turning to the Israel-Iran tensions, the Jerusalem Post highlights concerns from Maj. Gen. Eliezer Merom about new diplomatic moves possibly escalating the conflict. He also expressed doubts about international monitoring of Iran's nuclear activities. This underscores the fragile balance in regional diplomacy. Meanwhile, Vice President Vance is at the center of renewed U.S.-Iran nuclear discussions. Ynet describes the delay in his Switzerland trip as a strategic move, reflecting the complexity and urgency of these talks. The outcome could reshape regional security dynamics. In a related development, J.D. Vance has advised the Israeli cabinet to avoid alienating the United States. Forward reports his emphasis on maintaining close ties given Israel's dependency on U.S. support. This highlights the delicate nature of international alliances. Finally, Axios brings attention to Vance's caution against confronting President Trump over the Iran deal. His remarks underscore the potential consequences of diplomatic rifts with key allies. This situation could influence Israel's strategic decisions moving forward. On the economic front, first, CTEC reports that Israeli startup Kimba, founded by a former Oketz soldier, has raised $6.5 million to enhance sleep quality using AI and scent therapy. This innovation could revolutionize personal health management. Separately, according to Globes, revised figures show a sharper contraction in Israel's GDP. With a 3.8% annualized drop in the first quarter of 2026, this indicates potential challenges ahead for the Israeli economy. And finally, Walla Business questions the financial wisdom of massive AI investments, citing projects where millions were spent with questionable returns. This reflects ongoing debates about the efficiency and value of AI technologies. That's your Israel 18 news update for morning. We'll be back with more at 10:00 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.